Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In part two of our look at Alzheimer's disease, we'll share the experience of Ann Dawes, a caregiver of a Jamaican living with the disease. This is Healthline. Thanks for joining us. Ann Dawes, whose name has been changed on request, is no stranger to Alzheimer's and the loss it can bring. Before her mother's diagnosis, her father passed away a few years earlier from the disease. Now, she shares bits of the story of her mother's transition from the strong, orderly woman who raised her to a vulnerable patient with Alzheimer's disease. Ann says she started noticing subtle changes in her mother's behavior over a period of 8 years.
First, she started repeating stuff over and over. Like, she just told me about, say, Miss Mary, and within 5 minutes, she's telling me again. She would start to tell a story of what we told her as children when we went to camp or hikes or wherever. She's never gone on any of these things, but she talks about it as if she was there, that she was the person who experienced it.
Before her diagnosis, Anne remembers a mother who loved going to church, especially putting herself together to attend choir practice. But with the onset of the disease, things changed. Her mother began to confuse not just her stories, but also days, dates, and even the time.
And she gets up some days and get dressed for church. So, you know, I had to be saying to her, today's not church day, today's Monday or Tuesday. So that, and then my sister-in-law, who is a nurse, started to tell us that, you know, something, mommy's off. She's either having dementia or senile or getting Alzheimer's.
Although much of the emphasis is placed on the patients suffering from Alzheimer's, their caregivers also experience considerable amounts of stress and mental strain. Psychiatrist and professor in the Department of Community Health and Psychiatry at the University of the West Indies, Professor Wendell Abel, says the impact of the disease on caregivers can lead to depression if proper mental and emotional support is not provided.
Alzheimer's is associated with an enormous burden of care, especially on the part of family members, and especially in the later stages of the disease where it's more demanding. You spend a lot of your time caring for the person, watching for them, ensuring that they're not lighting the stove, they're not trying to leave the house. Sometimes you are kept awake at night, and this can lead to a lot of psychological problems such as stress, burnout, or even depression.
Professor Abel says Alzheimer's patients can act out in various ways that can cause anxiety, shock, or even embarrassment to caregivers. Anne describes an experience she had with her mother where she wandered away.
We took her to a banquet at her church, and she was to wait for my brother. My brother said to her, as soon as the rain finished falling and we can get outside, I'll take you home. He went now to talk to some other persons, and when he came back to where she was supposed to be, she wasn't there. Well, he waited until too long to call us. When he called us, it was like Minister Nine.
Alzheimer's disease can cause strange and volatile behavior in patients. This often causes caregivers to become anxious and overwhelmed. Professor Abel says there are ways to ease the pressure of caring for an Alzheimer's patient.
Carers need to be reminded that somebody ought to take care of the caregiver. Sometimes the caregiver needs just a break, and sometimes they don't even recognize it. They're so burnt out they don't recognize they need a break.
Psychiatrist and professor in the Department of Community Health and Psychiatry at the University of the West Indies, Professor Wendell Abel. As Anne continues to care for her mother, she also tries to care for herself by relying on her support system and taking breaks when she needs them. That's it for Healthline this week. Join us again next time for another edition. I'm Twyla Whelan. Stay healthy.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.